Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. The Blue Ridge Music Trails is a program of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area and the North Carolina Arts Council, featuring venues across a 29-county footprint in North Carolina. The original concept was to feature music venues, jam sessions, dancing opportunities, and other musical traditions in close proximity to the Blue Ridge Parkway. That concept expanded to all of the western North Carolina mountains and foothills, and today, the Blue Ridge Music Trails offers a guidebook, a website, and an up-to-date events calendar, an e-newsletter, social media, and this very podcast. The Waynesville Street Dance invites locals and visitors to experience a big circle mountain square dance. Cornmeal is sprinkled on the asphalt to lighten up the dancers' feet. Most of the dances are called by Joe Sam Queen, grandson of Sam Love Queen, the man who inserted clogging steps into the traditional mountain dance figures to create a whole new form of mountain dance. Dive for the oyster, dig for the clam, shoot for the hole in the old tin can. You don't want to miss a chance to kick up your heels at this truly Appalachian mountain experience. Joe Sam will tell you all about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the downtown Waynesville Street Dance. We're glad to have you. Pick you out a partner. It's a couple's dance.
Street dances since before World War II, right here in Waynesville. We just close the street and do them in downtown Main Street. It's our institution of mountain hospitality. This is cornmeal, and we've spread this all my life. You have a dirty old street, and you want to freshen it up, you put the cornmeal. Plus, it makes it quite danceable. You know, you're not sticking on it. So you can clog and do your steps on it. We call it self-rising cornmeal, and it gets the shy out of their seats.
Gentlemen, get your partner. Put her on your right. We want to see you dance. Don't be shy.
You always start off as a big circle. You break into figure fours and go around.
Half five. We all change directions. Then it's right hands across with a how do you do? Swing your partner when you find her. All one hand.
It's an American dance. It's our regional dance here in Western North Carolina. It has African American, Cherokee, Scotch, Irish, German roots. It's truly an American melting pot. It came right out of the 18th century. It is a community dance. It's one big circle. Bluegrass is an outgrowth of old-time mountain music, and the dance is really the reason for old-time mountain music. You didn't have musicians if you didn't have dance. But then bluegrass grew out of that, grew out of the folk revival that started with radio, and some of the great innovators were from here. Raymond Fairchild from Maggie was right in there with Earl Scruggs, and we've had some fabulous fiddlers out of this region. My grandfather passed away in 69, and they asked me to carry on the family tradition. I was actually a freshman in college, so I've been calling these dances every summer since I was a freshman in college.
One big circle. Let's just make it a big circle.
If it rains, we don't quit. We just keep dancing.
Western Carolina University in Cullowhee is home to Mountain Heritage Day, held annually on the last Saturday in September. The festival is known for bluegrass, old time, and traditional music, a morning 5K race, chainsaw and timber sports competitions, an antique and classic car and truck show, and Cherokee stickball games. Visitors to the festival can also enjoy dozens of food and craft vendors and family-friendly activities. The folk arts demonstrations include Cherokee basketry, wood and stone carving, blacksmithing, corn shuck crafts, quilts, and working horses and mules. With its performances and demonstrations, the festival is equal measures county fair, craft guild exhibit, and traditional handicrafts display. Cherokee, North Carolina, on the Koala boundary, hosts a variety of Native American traditions. Dancers, drummers, and singers from different nations come together to share their talents at the annual 4th of July powwow. Hundreds of competitors of all ages, from tiny tots, 5 and under, to the golden age, 55 and older, will dance alongside enrolled tribal members from across the states. The Cherokee powwow attracts people from all around the world and is considered one of the foremost powwows in the country. This three-day event features dynamic dancing and drumming competitions, tribal regalia, crafts, food, and fireworks. Set against a lush mountain backdrop, dancers will compete for over $150,000 in prize money in categories including traditional, jingle grass, chicken, cloth buckskin, and fancy, one of the most exciting competitions to watch as dancers perform at dizzying speeds. In the far west, you will find the historic John C. Campbell Folk School in Brasstown, North Carolina. Spend a week here and learn to carve, play the banjo, explore printmaking, or try your hand at Appalachian foodways. Make sure to put the Fall Festival at the top of your to-do list, held the first weekend in October. Expect crafts, music, and food, but save some energy for folk dancing, too. Don't know how to dance? No problem. Learn all you need to know at the Saturday night community dances. So much to see along the Blue Ridge Parkway. What are you waiting for? Enjoy America's favorite drive and take in all the Blue Ridge Music Trails has to offer. To learn more about the sights and sounds along the Blue Ridge Music Trails, visit BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.